Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Shane Beattie. It is Friday, the 22nd of August at 6:31. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking about whether the AI Act is good or bad for European technology companies, and we'll be looking at whiskey making and the stresses the sector might be under, and all the markets as usual. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites, which we shall do. In the contemplative and rarely crazy company of Kate English, Chief Economist with Deloitte. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning, Joe.
Any plans for the weekend?
I am off to Robbie Williams
tomorrow evening.
Yes, he is in Crow Park with my mother and two sister-in-laws.
Oh, lovely.
So we will have a great time.
And we saw him in concert about 3 years ago, and he really does give a good show, actually.
Yeah.
So you should enjoy it. Let's start with, with this trade framework. I'm not going to call it a trade deal. It's it's the first thing we have in writing from both sides. And it cements the 15% tariff. What's your thought?
Exactly. So 27th of July was when we verbally heard this framework, you're right not to call it a trade deal, announced from Scotland between the US and the EU. What we got yesterday was that in writing. And I suppose in good news, it was what we heard 2.5 weeks ago, the 27th of July, has now followed through in this text as well. There hasn't been any large surprise or deviation from what was verbally announced. In it, it says, its language is important. It calls it a framework, as you said, but it also says it's a first step in a process that can be further expanded. So by that, they mean there are a number of items in it. One is that it's a maximum 15% tariff rate that has been applied. So there will be some items that will be lower than that. They have also carved out where there's a number of ones that will almost have a zero for zero tax rate. And in those, it's those items that were previously mentioned, aircraft parts, generic pharmaceuticals and their ingredients. But I suppose there is still a little bit of a grey area within that of we don't fully know what all those, for example, generic pharmaceuticals or ingredients are. And there is also still a door for more products to be added into that kind of more special category within it. So I would see it as, again, yesterday we now know more and have more certainty than what we had on the 27th of July because it is in writing. That is positive. It's good to see that the max level is 15% and that door has been closed
for pharma and semiconductors. I suspect the policymakers on Merrion Street are quite relieved at that.
Absolutely. That is a positive for us to get, particularly when, remember, it wasn't so long ago we had numbers floated out there as high as 200% on pharmaceutical tariffs. So it's a good, but I suppose we still won't be complacent. There's still a lot to be talked through and could further come from this, but at least now we know the ceiling. Mm. Once you know the ceiling, that is good.
Is it true that it's not yet legally enforceable? In other words, the Donald could say what he wants and potentially tear this thing up?
That one I'm not 100% sure on. So this was a joint statement that was released by both sides and they both released the exact same statement. It is put out that it's a framework. It's not necessarily a trade deal. So I suppose that within itself shows you that there are other items that could come from this. Mm-hmm. But I think the fact that it was a joint statement, both parties have agreed on
bodes
this.
Bodes well
and it puts us in a very different position than what we were in July and certainly than what we were back in April of this year.
Yeah, the pharmaceutical sector in this country will be breathing a slight sigh of relief, though they will have to pay 15% or up to 15%.
Up to 15%, yeah.
Which will make drugs that little bit more expensive for patients in the US.
Mm.
And they're already so cheap there, as you know. unemployment data, quarter on quarter this time, suggests the slight weakening.
A slight weakening, yes. So the unemployment rate rose to 4.8% in June of 2025. That compares to 4.6% the same quarter last year.
Mm.
If you remember, a number of weeks ago, we would have spoken about the monthly unemployment data.
4.9%.
Mm. 4.9%.
And you said, don't take 1 month.
Yes, don't take 1 month, and I'm still standing by that. Mm. So our monthly data is more so like an estimate. And it's important to look at because it kind of gives us a direction of travel. But it's still always the quarterly data that you take as your concrete figure.
Yeah.
So this is most important. And what does it show us? Well, that 4.8% did move along where the monthly one moved to. There was still good news for jobs. We had 63,900 jobs added in the 12 months. But it is down on the previous quarter.
8 million people employed in this country.
Yes.
Just over 50 years ago, that was the entire population of Ireland.
It
and
is
now
a
it
phenomenal
is the
number, a phenomenal yeah. number. And to have that level of growth in a period when there has been huge economic uncertainty and global economic risk is quite important to note. I do think, though, because we had that rise in the monthly data, the rise in the quarterly unemployment rate now, what will be important to watch is where that monthly data goes before our next, our Q3 data. If that continues to trend upwards, it does spell that or indicate a weakening.
Mm-hmm.
And I suppose this is what we're expecting. We've been used to average kind of employment growth of about 3% for the last 2 years, which is very strong employment growth. But forecasts at the moment in a scenario of 10% tariffs, and we now have them higher than that, had employment growth falling to about 1.75% this year and 1% growth next year. So we are expecting these numbers to fall lower. I suppose it's just to what level they get to is important.
There's a very interesting piece related to employment in the Irish Times this morning. It's a study by the Irish Times journalists saying that the average salary for those working in the tech sector in this country is way over 100 grand.
And actually within that employment data released yesterday, the largest decrease was in the ICT sector, which is where those tech companies would sit in. It was down about 4%. But what we saw from this was that global tech companies paid an average salary of about 155,000 euros to their employees in the most recent full financial year. And we do know from other labour market data that's released by the CSO that ICT employees do earn the highest on an average basis. They sit and they had an increase of about 6% last year. Your overall average income per the CSO last year was 45,000 euros.
Mm-hmm.
So that will show you the gap between those ICT earners.
They're more than three times the average earner.
Yeah, it's quite significant. But we see quite a large scale across all different sectors. I think what's really important here, and we saw this actually in the summer economic statement that was released last month as well, a really standout figure for me, because we often talk about corporation tax, how they're heavily, those receipts are heavily reliant on about 10 companies.
Mm-hmm.
But we also know that income tax receipts, about 80% of our income tax receipts come from just 20% of workers.
The 80-20 rule.
And they are those higher earners. And again, if we think about tariffs, all the change that's happening in the world at the moment, it's critically important that we still continue to attract roles within those sectors here to Ireland, that we remain competitive, because they're important for our financials that we can then use in budget in a few months' time.
Yes, and I wanted to ask you very briefly about Walmart shares. They had a bit of a down day yesterday. This is the biggest supermarket group in the world.
Yes, and Walmart, we always look at their earnings results. Why? Walmart are almost a bellwether for consumer spending within the United States. You would have seen that their shares fell. Why? Well, they had a rare profit miss. But within that, there was some good news too, of where they did see quite robust sales. And they also did lift their sales guidance for the year, stating that they still do see consumers coming out spending. There was another interesting piece in it, though, where there was a note to or a nod to costs beginning to rise within Walmart stores. And I'm keenly watching this because, again, it's back to tariffs where we started at the start of this conversation. We are expecting to see inflation come through within the States. And here we have quite a large group saying so, that costs are going to rise because of tariffs.
Yeah.
So as I said, a bellwether, will US consumers continue to spend? It's one to watch.
Well, yes, indeed. If the statistics people are allowed to say that inflation rises in the second half of the year. Thank you so much for joining us, Kate. That is Kate English, the chief economist with Deloitte. Have a lovely weekend and enjoy the gig tomorrow night.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.